Recorded Books and RB Digital present A Justified Murder by Jude Devereaux. Narrated by Susan Bennett. Chapter 1. Lachlan, Florida. Dora found the body, and all she felt was annoyance. Now she'd have to find someone else to clean for, to fill out the week. Mrs. Beeson, as she insisted on being called even though there was no evidence that she'd ever had a husband, had been a good employer. She always left a $100 bill, always said thanks. At Christmas, she left an envelope containing 3 crisp, new 100s and a card that wished her a merry holiday. Now here she was, slumped forward in the chair, face on her knees. There was a hole in the back of her head. Blood and stuff was on the wall behind her. Dora didn't see a gun, but she guessed it was squashed between her belly and thighs. Dora knew she ought to call the sheriff. But if she hadn't cleaned the house yet, would she have a right to take the envelope on the desk that had her name on it? She could almost hear her late husband Herbert chiding her. "Shouldn't you feel sorry for her?" he'd say. "Poor thing was so sad that she took her own life. Didn't she have friends who could help her?" "Not that I know of," Dora said aloud, then caught herself. She tried to keep Herbert's voice to herself and not let anyone know how often she heard it. She went around the body, picked up the envelope, and put it in her pocket. For a moment, she looked out the window at the palm trees and thought of what her beloved Herbert would advise.